Today's Cotton Newsline is Two Cuts, All Cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the main issues we're going to continue to work on is implementation of the new Farm Bill. USDA is moving forward with that program, with the implementation. We know sign-up is underway now, so we're going to continue to follow that closely as that moves forward in the spring. I think right now, overall, implementation has been moving along relatively smoothly. So that's an issue we're going to continue to keep an eye on as that moves forward. We're also continuing to monitor some of the disaster assistance that has been provided by Congress. USDA is administering that now. First, there was the WHIP Plus that was available for the hurricane and flood damage, and now we have an expansion of that program and now available for some of the areas affected by drought. So that'll be another area that we will be focused on as we continue into 2020.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
That has been a focus of the industry and now even greater focus of the U.S. cotton industry as we look to launch the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, which is a farm-level program that is designed to drive continuous improvement by producers. It's also designed to reinforce to the textile supply chain and to the brands and retailers that U.S. cotton is the most sustainable, that it is the responsible choice in their supply lines. We're going to be rolling that out in a bigger launch as we move into the second quarter of 2020. We have a pilot phase underway now. So we're very excited about that new initiative, and we'll be talking more about it at industry meetings as we move forward into 2020. We will also continue a lot of the ongoing efforts that we have. We'll monitor developments on the regulatory side. We're going to continue with our education efforts in the industry to do what we can to fight some of the plastic contamination that we're seeing. So those are some ongoing efforts as well. So when we look across the gamut of the issues the council's dealing with, we do anticipate it to be a busy year. We're going to continue to work for the industry's priorities and hopefully do what we can to try to keep all segments of the industry operating in a profitable manner.